Welcome to the Sting of Stang, conducted by Alan Stang, the William Wallace of American journalism, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Humbug to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from the Trilateral Commission to illegal alien usurper Hussein. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to hour two of today's edition of The Sting of Stang. And remember, we're going through the proposed resolution just introduced into the Texas legislature concerning the 10th Amendment. This is House Concurrent Resolution 5050, introduced into the legislature by three members, sitting members of the legislature. And remember, one of the whereases we just looked at says that whereas the federal government was created by the states specifically to be an agent of the states, and whereas today, in 2009, the states are demonstrably treated as agents of the federal government, the reason that language is so important is that that's exactly the case. The whole situation has been turned upside down, is standing on its ear. Remember that, in fact, that our first communist president, Lincoln, actually said, he believed and said, that it was the federal government that created the states. Can you believe that? That's what he believed. He believed that the states were created by the federal government. Well, this is why this language is so important, to restate the fact that it was the states that created the federal government to act as their agent, not the other way around. And the whereases go on. Whereas many federal laws are directly in violation of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. And whereas the 10th Amendment assures that we, the people of the United States of America, and each sovereign state in the Union of States now have and have always had rights the federal government may not usurp, and whereas Section 4, Article 4 of the Constitution says, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this Union a republican form of government, and the 9th Amendment states that the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And whereas the United States Supreme Court has ruled in New York versus United States that Congress may not simply commandeer the legislative and regulatory processes of the states, and whereas a number of proposals from previous administrations and some now pending from the present administration and from Congress may further violate the Constitution of the United States, now, therefore, be it resolved. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the 81st Legislature of the State of Texas hereby claims sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States over all powers not otherwise enumerated and granted to the federal government by the Constitution of the United States. And be it further resolved that this serve as notice and demand to the federal government as our agent to cease and desist, effective immediately, mandates that are beyond the scope of these constitutionally delegated powers. Let's take a quick break. We'll do some business. We'll be back with much more in a moment. Stay with me.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Here again, Alan Stang.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and HCR 50, House Concurrent Resolution 50, introduced into the Texas legislature, it finishes up as follows. It says, resolved that all compulsory federal legislation that directs states to comply under threat of civil or criminal penalties or sanctions, or that requires states to pass legislation or lose federal funding, be prohibited or repealed. And be it further resolved that the Texas Secretary of State forward official copies of this resolution to the President of the United States, to the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and the President of the Senate of the United States Congress, and to all the members of the Texas delegation to the Congress, with the request that this resolution be officially entered in the congressional record as a memorial to the Congress of the United States of America. All right, there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the entire language, all of the language of House Concurrent Resolution 50, HCR 50, introduced into the Texas legislature, the Texas House, by sitting state representatives Leo Berman, Brandon Creighton, and Brian Hughes. And you think about it, think you just heard me read to you. When you think about it, you realize that in effect, you are talking of the very real possibility of secession. Are you not? The word is not used. The word secession is not used, yes. But look, they're saying here they are not going to obey. They are demanding that the federal government repeal, squelch any legislation under threat of civil or criminal penalties or sanctions and so on, that anything like that, that would cause a loss of federal funding, be prohibited or repealed. It's a declaration of disobedience. So what would you call that? It is akin to saying you will do as we say as our agent, or we are gone, or we are out of here. That's essentially what they're saying. So be assured, ladies and gentlemen, this development, this is an absolutely thrilling development. So what could you do? One thing I could suggest you do is you must flood the phones, write letters, email, paper message. Of course, a letter on paper is much more effective than anything else. It takes more time. Obviously, it takes more time and effort to write a letter, get a stamp on it, get it mailed, but it is much more effective. But if you can't do that, email, telephone would be the next important, next most effective way of doing this. Flood your local representatives, your state senators, your legislators in the House, wherever you are listening to this, and politely demand that they come aboard and vote in favor of these resolutions. Now, if such a resolution has been introduced into your state where you are hearing me talk about it now, then, of course, you would get with your legislators and ask that they vote for it in both legislatures so that it can be, so that it will have the force not necessarily of law, but it will have the prestige of being a resolution that has been passed. It will express the will of the legislature of your particular state. If such a proposed resolution has not been introduced, remember, we're talking about almost, I don't have a number, it keeps changing. At the last time I heard about it, almost half the states have had these resolutions introduced. A few of them already have passed the legislatures. Almost half of them have been introduced. If you are living in a state where such a resolution has not been introduced, then, of course, you would want to go to your legislators, to your own representative would be a good place to start, and ask him or her to introduce such a resolution in your legislature. Ask him why your state has not done so yet. You need to come aboard. So there's something really important that can be done here. Of course, obviously, the more states that come aboard, the more power this would have. And it is really spreading throughout the country very quickly. It's very exciting. Let's go back to the phones, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the Lone Star State, Texas. Bruce, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Hi, Alan. This is Bruce.
Yes, Bruce. What can we do for you this morning?
Today one of the things I fear is a strategy that our enemy may be using against us, and that is a divide-and-conquer strategy. And I'm afraid of secession, that will only allow them to bring armies from around the world through the UN to come and beat us down. And what I suggest these states that are adopting this 10th Amendment legislation is that they form a union amongst themselves, that they say, look, we will fight this together, and we need to agree to come to the other's aid if such a thing should happen.
Something like that could be done informally, Bruce, but let me remind you that right now what this movement is saying is that it simply wants to restore the original Constitution. The motivating idea here is not let's destroy the country, let's break up the country, let's destroy the Constitution, let's tear apart the system. It's the federal government and its advocates that has been doing that. What the advocates of this movement are saying is, we want to restore pick up the powers we have always had and restore the Constitution as written by the Founding Fathers. So, there's nothing here that I see, Bruce, that would break the country up. But I think you've got a good idea here in that, I think you've got an excellent idea in that, in addition to all of this, there could be an informal agreement made among the states that they would stand together when and if the federal government decides to intervene somewhere in contravention of one of these resolutions. I think that would be very helpful. And I think this is another one of these ideas like the comment made by Quince earlier in today's broadcast that, remember, allowed me to make the comment that these resolutions are just the beginning. They're not the end. They are the beginning of a process of restoration. And if the first logical step in that process is to declare that we are picking up the power we have always had and that we've allowed to rust through disuse, and we are going now to use those powers again. But what you suggest would be, I think, an excellent idea that would be a second or third or fourth step down the road, that the states could pledge allegiance to each other so to prevent, I think this is what you're getting at, to prevent the federal government from picking off one state at a time, that the states would stand together and come to each other's rescue. So I think you've got a heck of a good idea there, Bruce.
Yeah, that's basically what my concern is the divide and conquer thing, okay?
Yes.
I think if we can all work together, we can resolve this to our satisfaction.
Excellent idea. I think you're absolutely right. Bruce, thank you so much for that suggestion. Good thought. Good thought, right, as usual, from Bruce in the Lone Star State, Texas. If you'd like to come aboard, ladies and gentlemen, today's edition, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Moving along here, ladies and gentlemen, an electrifying revelation. 9/11. Apparently, the cousin of alleged 9/11 hijacker Ziad Al-Jarrah, he's one of the purported 9/11 hijackers. His cousin has now been exposed as a long-standing Israeli spy in yet another intelligence connection between Israel and the attacks on New York and Washington. Is this interesting? Very curious. This is a report from the New York Times. Pardon me, ladies, for mentioning the New York Times. New York Times reports that Ali Al-Jarrah, he's a cousin of the so-called 9/11 hijacker Ziad Al-Jarrah. Ali Al-Jarrah was for more than 25 years a very important spy for Israel. Let's take a break. We'll do some business. We'll be back with much more in a moment. Stay with me.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Here again, Alan Stang.
All right, here, ladies and gentlemen, is the New York Times. New York Times. This is a quote. From his home in this Becca Valley village, the Becca Valley, apparently, that's it's an area in Lebanon, in the Middle East there. From his home in this Becca Valley village, Mr. Jarrah, 50, traveled often to Syria and to South Lebanon, where he photographed roads and convoys that might have been used to transport weapons to Hezbollah, the Shiite militant group, investigators say. He spoke with his handlers by satellite phone, receiving dead drops of money, cameras, and listening devices. Occasionally, on the pretext of a business trip, he traveled to Belgium and Italy, received an Israeli passport, and flew to Israel, where he was debriefed at length, investigators say. Now, this man, who is apparently has been on the payroll of Israel for 25 years, he's an Israeli secret agent, he's a cousin of one of the 9/11 hijackers. The Israeli spy, his name is Ali al-Jarrah. The hijacker is Ziad al-Jarrah. Raja Mosla, he's a Palestinian doctor. He was Al-Jarrah's, he was Jarrah's partner for years in a school and health clinic. He says, I never suspected him before, but now, after linking all the incidents together, I feel he's 100% guilty. I feel he's 100% guilty, says this man who used to work with him. Despite living the life of an apparent downtrodden pauper and sympathizing with the plight of the Palestinians, Jarrah was actually in receipt of over $300,000 for his work from Israel. Jarrah's brother, Yusuf, was also accused of being a spy by Lebanese officials and arrested with Jarrah last July. So Yusuf Jarrah, also arrested. So obviously that raises the question, which other members of the Jarrah family were working for Israel as intelligence assets? Ziad al-Jarrah, he's one of the so-called laughing hijackers. He's one of the laughing hijackers, so-called because he was photographed laughing uproariously. He was the alleged pilot of Flight 93, supposed to be the pilot of that hijacked flight. He's one of the family. His paper passport was one of those that miraculously survived to be legible, avoiding the fires that were so intense they consumed everything in their path. Took 6 months just to identify the victims of the flight. But his passport, made of paper, miraculously survives. Now, of course, ladies and gentlemen, I do not pretend at all to know what this means. I have no idea what this means. But it probably is just the latest proof, more proof, that what we have been told, what the official version of 9/11, what we have been told in that official version, is a total fraud. Again, I don't know, I don't pretend to know what actually did happen, but I do know for sure, because of the evidence, the avalanche of evidence we have, I do know for sure that what we have been told happened is a total lie, a wall-to-wall fraud. And here you have the latest example of that. Let's go to the phones, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go out to Idaho. Bill, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Yes, good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Happy to do so. Happy to do so, Bill. Welcome.
Excellent, as usual. I just was hoping, as I had asked other hosts in the broadcast team to do, is review that USA the Republic is the house that no one lives in by Lee Probst. Did you get a chance to get Orly Tate and the other attorneys, if not Mr. Keyes, to review that?
Well, first of all, I've never heard of it. What would you say it again, please, Bill?
Yeah, it's USA the Republic is the house that no one lives in. It's by Lee Probst, B-R-O-B-S-T. You were mentioning Mr. Jefferson and his fealty to oath, if not ethic, in attempting to provide for, you know, people's protection under a constitutional contract. But that contract was broken in 1933 when the gold left. Then necessarily that contract was abrogated by their silence. And unfortunately, Chris Hinckley, the Road Warrior Radio, he broadcast here on Republic, has been yelling to the top of his lungs on his broadcast.
Right, Bill, let me ask you to do this. You need another moment or two to complete that thought. We need to take a break. We'll do some business. If you would like to stay with us, we'll come right back to you after the break, after we do some business. Stay with us for much more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Once again, Alan Stang.
Here is a report, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at my own website, alanstang.com, the homepage. Here's a report from a lady in Holland, in the Netherlands. She's talking about the results she is enjoying from using The Guardian. The Guardian, of course, the most popular of the electronic frequency balancing instruments designed and marketed by Eagle Research. She says, last night, I also realized that since using The Guardian, I had not had another fever attack. I feel better and am up earlier and don't even always have to rest in the afternoon. Everyone has noticed a change. I now use it twice daily and am coping well. Also, I tried it out on one of our dogs. She sometimes has a sore leg because she runs around too excitedly and hurts or sprains it. Last time, she could not walk for 2 days without limping, and I kept massaging it. This time, I used The Guardian with disc. She seemed better, then she heard it again. I used The Guardian again twice. She has had no trouble after that at all and walked normally straight away. I could hardly believe it. No one could. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there you have excerpts from a message sent to us by a lady in Holland, the Netherlands, there in Europe, who bought a Guardian and has been using it now for a few months. And these are excerpts from her report to us, which you will find on the homepage, alanstang.com. And these are typical responses, ladies and gentlemen. We get messages like this literally from around the world, from people who are enjoying the benefits of using the electronic frequency balancing technology designed and marketed by Eagle Research. Now, of course, there's no way Eagle Research can guarantee that you would enjoy the same results. No way to foretell that. The only way to do it is to buy it and use it and see what happens. And that is why the way Eagle does its business is you buy it, you use it for 30 days and see what happens. 30 days is long enough so that if something is going to happen, it will at least begin to happen in 30 days. But if it doesn't, if nothing happens, if there's no change, if there's no benefit, no problem. Simply return the instrument to Eagle. Eagle Research will refund your money. Most people are comfortable doing business like that. Again, you will find everything, almost everything you want to know there at my website, alanstang.com. You will find there pictures of the instruments. You will find articles about the instruments, and you will find reports from people like the one I just read you excerpts from people who are using the instruments. If after going through all of this you still have some questions, no problem. Give us a ring. We'd be happy to answer them. Again, everything starts at my website, alanstang.com, alanstang.com. All right, let's go back to the phones. Bill in Idaho, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. Thanks so much.
All right, you were making a comment, Bill, about another host on RBN, but you didn't get the time to finish that thought. What were you saying?
Well, Chris Hinckley, as well as, of course, Mr. Greg Pappas, have done a whole entire series in regard to the discussion of USA, the Republic, is the house that no one lives in. Ultimately, the contention being, and why I would warrant that as well-intentioned as the public servants in Texas and throughout the Republic are in, making these discussions, it only portends civil war, certainly by virtue of what the other gentleman mentioned as far as secession, which is totally antithetical to success. Silence is slavery under Roman civil law principles, unless one stands to claim his sovereign rights. He does not have any. And ultimately, Mr. Guest, while he was on another program nationally this last week, missed an opportunity of advising 20 million people of exactly that state of affairs.
And what is the man's name, Bill? What's his name?
Mr. Jim Guest. He's a broadcaster on Sunday morning right here on Republic. My contention and request being that the broadcasters immediately get together and start working together, because even though Chris would be clean up, and I assume everybody kind of after Rick Adams kind of folds up and kind of goes to bed, and that's the end of the discussion for that day of the battle for the Republic.
All right, let me ask you this now, Bill. Let me ask you this. You are in Idaho.
Yes, sir.
Has anybody in the Idaho legislature introduced one of these resolutions?
Apparently they are in the process of doing the same thing, as misdirected and misguided as it might be. Unfortunately,
I want you to explain, you say that these resolutions are misguided. What's wrong with them?
It would be the exact contention that Chris and Greg and certainly Mr. Wetterout have pointed out, no matter how misapplied in its manner, the court will judge against you. You have no standing. There is no standing for any of this because your government has been administratively supplanted. if you would be so kind, possibly you could have Chris on your program. He could certainly more well describe the situation.
So then, do I understand, Bill, you're saying that these resolutions are misplayed and will be ineffective because the federal courts will rule against them?
Mr. Berg has no standing. Ms. Tate has no standing, and they are alien unregistered foreign agents. Is that correct? If you had a chance to look...
Who is an unregistered foreign agent? Who is?
The attorneys, I assume, that are purporting to see to our best interests by attempting to...
You say they are unregistered foreign agents?
By Black's Law Dictionary, sir. The definition of attorney is alien, unregistered, foreign agent. That's why your founders were so frightened of them. Their thought was that they would be tarred and feathered, at least, and expatriated out of the country. They are the problem. If you would have
you're saying that the attorneys, that an attorney like Orly Tate is the
British
problem?
Aristocracy Registry is the bar. They represent the Queen of England, and that common law that everybody keeps on talking about is long gone. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution is gone. If you would have an opportunity, please.
Okay, so Bill, what should we do? You're saying that this is all on the wrong track, it's ineffective, it's misguided.
You're hacking at the branches that John so effectively mentions.
What should we do?
Please take the opportunity to read very closely USA, the House that no one lives in by Lee Gross.
All right, Bill, thank you for the recommendation.
You would have Chris Hinckley on it.
I will take a look at it, Bill. I haven't seen the book. I've heard of Lee Brobst, but I'm not aware of that book. We'll take a look at it and see what it's all about. Thank you for expressing your opinion. Obviously, I disagree with you completely, but thank you for calling up and expressing your opinion. Interesting call from Bill in Idaho. Bill in Idaho, a first-time caller. Welcome aboard, Bill. Please keep listening and call again. Happy to have your views. Again, our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Staying, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I've got another comment here from another caller who is not on the line but called in apparently to say that you can violate part of a contract, but if you violate part of it, the rest of it is still valid. That's perfectly true. And in fact, you will see routine language. Probably you will see this language in every contract, commercial contract, that has been written. There will be a clause there that says that if one or the other of the clauses in the contract should be repudiated by a court, the other clauses in the contract, the rest of the contract will remain valid. That's standard boilerplate language that you will find in every contract. And so that could have an application here. Again, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I'm aware of these arguments, the British Crown and the common law and so on, all, and they do have some interest. We're talking about practical application here. To me, this is one of the most exciting things we've seen for a long time. The movement throughout the states of this 10th Amendment resolution, Bill did convey to us the very exciting news that in Idaho, his state, you do have, apparently, people in the legislature who are preparing to introduce their own Idaho legislation. So that would be an exciting development. The more legislatures we can get to do this, the more legislatures that, which actually pass these resolutions, the more powerful the effect. So many people call up and ask, well, what can we do? What can we do? Well, here is something very specific you can do. Again, if a resolution, one of these resolutions, 10th Amendment resolutions, has been introduced into your legislature, call your legislators, right? Visit them if you can. That would be a very powerful expression. And ask them to get aboard these resolutions. Vote for them. Get them passed. If no resolution has been introduced in your state, you need to get one introduced. Go to your legislator and ask him to introduce such a resolution. So there, ladies and gentlemen, is something very specific that you can do that is going to have an effect. Apparently, it already is having an effect in the report that we received while we were on the air. Haven't had time to check it out, but while we have been on the air this morning, again, a report has come in from Dr. Tate's stating that apparently the also known as administration is seeking an amendment to the 10th Amendment, obviously to gut it. Lots of luck. Hey, lots of luck, Mr. Big Ears. All right, here's a report, ladies and gentlemen, report from the Financial Times, which we'll take a look at in just a moment. First, let's go back to the phones. Let's go out to the Show Me State, Missouri. Charlene, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Oh, I really enjoyed Bill's comments. I think it was Bill from Idaho. I've been listening to Chris Hinckley and Ralph Winterod, and I don't know how to pronounce the other person's name, Mr. Breust. Anyway, what he's saying is very true. I think it's some comments that sort of get lost in the shuffle, and I really wish you would have either Ralph Winterod or that Mr. Breust, is it?
It's Breust. It's a tough name to say, Charlene. It's B-R-O-B-S-T, pronounced Breust.
Oh, I thought it was B-R-O-E-S-T. It's B-R-O-B, like in Bob?
Yes, exactly, like in Bob, yes. It's a tricky name,
okay.
But once you get it, it's not so difficult.
And I think he has a program that Mr. Everson... on Saturdays, the Heartland, and he interviewed somebody named Billy Maldlin, I think, and he also brought up something quite similar. I really wish you would look into that.
Bill Maldlin, yes.
Was most
by the way, Charlene, you remind me to mention tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central, in the second hour of the program, I will be a guest on Greg Evenson's program.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you for reminding me of that. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen in at 1 o'clock Central, this is the second hour, I will be on the Greg Evenson program, guesting there with Greg.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Enjoy your program. Enjoy everybody's comments, too.
All right, Charlene, we enjoy yours, certainly. Thank you so much for calling, Charlene. Good call from Charlene in Missouri, the Show Me State. And I wanted to get briefly, ladies and gentlemen, to a report from the Financial Times. The Financial Times in Contra Costa County, this is near San Francisco, a few miles from San Francisco, a few miles from Silicon Valley, the multimillionaires with the computer chips. Poverty is returning to California. To California, says the Financial Times. Applications for food stamps have risen 65% in the county in the past year. There's been a similar jump in the number of applications for Medi-Cal. Demand for welfare assistance is rising, but the county's ability its resident is being hindered by a spending freeze because of California's budget deficit, $42 billion. The budget deficit in the United States now slashed funding social programs, postponed thousands of projects, schools, hospitals, highway roads, and 21 bids. All of the projects have been put on hold. Can you imagine? This is happening in California. Let's take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do some more business. We'll be back. We'll be back in just a few moments with more. Stay with us.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Once again, Alan Stang.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm told that our transmission here at RBN broke up for 30 seconds or so a while back before the break. And so quickly to repeat what I was saying there in case you missed it, I was talking about a report from the Financial Times. The Financial Times says that poverty is now returning to California. Applications for food stamps have risen 65% over the past year. There's been a similar jump in the number of applications for Medi-Cal. Welfare assistance demands are rising, but there is a spending freeze. The state has slashed funding for social programs, postponed thousands of infrastructure projects, schools, hospitals, highway developments, because of the deficit, the state deficit of $42 billion. And so all of these projects worth $21 billion have been put on hold. Thousands of jobs have been cut from the state's payroll. That's good. There are many people now in California called the newly poor, they call them. People who've been in business or working for decades, laid off, lost their house. Terry Street, chief executive of Roboland Contracting, Sacramento-based company. They fired 150 carpenters and laborers because his company was ordered to stop work on a $20 million mental health facility. The once booming California construction sector, crippled. Unemployment in the state, almost 10%. Among building workers, it is almost 20% unemployment in building workers. All of this, again, at the Financial Times. And you have, now we're seeing more and more unfortunate people, very unfortunate people, have lost their homes. They are living in tents and automobiles under bridges. Be sure, ladies and gentlemen, and these people, these homeless people, these are substantial people who've lost their homes. They're not bums. The farthest thing from bums. All of this happening deliberately, this is all part of the scheme being conducted by the Conspiracy for World Government, which is deliberately working to bring our country to its knees so that it can be merged, submerged in a regional government that they call the North American Union, and then in a world government. That's been the goal of these people from the very beginning, and that is why this is happening. There is no other reason that this is happening, my friends. Were it not for the machinations of the Conspiracy for World Government and its factotums around the country in our institutions, were it not for those conspiratorial actions, we would be enjoying tremendous prosperity here right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's another edition of The Sting of Staying. That's the 3-0 mark for today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Be with me tomorrow on The Greg Evenson Show, hour two of the show tomorrow. We will be together again Monday, God willing, here at The Sting of Staying. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
With recent